From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The results from the Iowa caucuses show Illinois Senator Barack Obama is the big winner in one of the closest Democratic races in decades. From Des Moines, Stuart Cohen reports.
Iowa officials predicted a record turnout in last night's caucuses, and that's exactly what they got, as Democrats gave Illinois Senator Barack Obama a clear victory over the other frontrunners, John Edwards and Hillary Clinton, in a race that had been too close to call for weeks. In his victory speech, Senator Obama continued to drive home the message that he's the best candidate to deliver change in Washington.
We are choosing hope over fear. We're choosing unity over division and sending a powerful message that change is coming to America.
The campaign now moves to New Hampshire, where the nation's first primary takes place in just 4 days. Recent polls there put Senator Obama in a statistical tie with Hillary Clinton. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Des Moines.
Even though New York Senator Hillary Clinton came in a close third behind second-place finisher John Edwards, she says the big Democratic turnout in Iowa last night is a good sign for the November election.
Today, we're sending a clear message that we are going to have change, and that change will be a Democratic president in the White House in 2009.
The Democratic turnout is estimated at 239,000 people, breaking the previous mark by more than 100,000. Turnout among Republicans was up sharply as well. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was the clear GOP winner.
What is happening in Iowa is going to start really a prairie fire of new hope and zeal. And it's already happening across this nation because it is about we the people.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is vowing to fight on in New Hampshire after finishing second behind Huckabee in Iowa. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Romney, who built his reputation by turning around the Salt Lake City Olympics 6 years ago, told supporters in West Des Moines, well, we won the silver. Romney was overwhelmed by a heavy turnout of evangelical voters who tilted heavily towards his Republican rival, Mike Huckabee. Romney hopes for a stronger finish in next week's New Hampshire primary.
You win the silver in one event, it doesn't mean you're not going to come back and win the gold in the final event, and that we're going to do.
Romney had campaigned aggressively in Iowa, running more than 8,000 TV ads in the state and hosting more than 230 public events. A Romney spokesman argues that while social conservatives dominated the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire voters may be more interested in Romney's fiscal message. Scott Horsley, NPR News, West Des Moines.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. The top American diplomat for Africa is due in Nairobi today to meet with Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga, who contends he was robbed of victory in last week's election. The disputed vote has sparked violence in Kenya that has killed some 300 people. Yesterday, police fired warning shots and used tear gas and water cannons to hold back protesters who were trying to hold a rally at a city park in Nairobi. Today, city streets are reportedly calm despite calls for another rally. President Bush has thrown his weight behind a Justice Department investigation into the destruction of CIA videotapes, which showed the harsh interrogation of terrorism suspects. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
In an interview with the Reuters news agency, President Bush said that he strongly supported a Justice Department probe into whether the CIA broke the law when it destroyed the interrogation tapes. In his first public comment since the Justice Department announced that it was launching a criminal investigation, the president said that the White House would cooperate with the inquiry. The tapes at issue contain footage of officers using tough interrogation methods on two Al-Qaeda suspects. The investigation is expected to focus on whether disposing of the tapes put CIA officials in contempt of court or, worse, could open them up to obstruction of justice charges. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush is to sit down today with Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and others. Aides say he's been asking advisors for their views on whether an economic stimulus package might be needed. Today's meeting comes amid worries that the housing crunch and high oil prices could tip the economy into recession. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.